Good morning, Bob.
Hello.
Let's get this started with Manolo.
Hey, good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Grant Holmes, it seems like he was drafted 3,000 years ago, but he was drafted very, very high and, a very talented kid by the Dodgers. Of course, shoulder problems in the past, but he had a solid 2019, not benefited by the fact that no baseball in 2020. What he has shown you so far, and how good is have this talented kid down there, just in case anything happens?
Yeah, I don't, we've seen him, throw bullpen such for us. He's finally healthy. And now once he starts pitching in games, we'll get a better feel what he's capable of doing. And getting a start like today, potentially going to go two innings today. This is when you really get a feel about who he is. And, obviously he was drafted very high for a reason. He's got good stuff. He's got a good fastball. He's got a good breaking ball. So I know he's excited about finally being healthy and in big league camp and getting an opportunity. So we'll know a little bit more about him after a couple of games.
Yeah, the other thing we have heard about some of the few catchers you have there with you. Of course, the main guys and the non-roster invitees. How important is to have somebody like Francisco Peña with you there to give you depth for any help, maybe, I don't know at what level, but some guy with some experience.
Yeah, and he'll back up today. He'll get the second part of the game today. And, obviously comes from quite the baseball family. And I, played with Tony 1 year in Boston back in 93, I believe. So at least it gave me a segue to, have a kind of a little bit of a talking points with his son. So, but, you grow up and you have a catcher like that and you end up being a catcher. There's some things you're going to learn very quickly that maybe some other guys don't. So we're looking forward to getting him in a game as well.
Vince.
Good morning, Bob. I just wonder over the years with the teams that you've managed, what the process is like watching young players at least from the outset, likely may not make the club, but how they try to leave an impression and what it's like for you observing coaching staff, talking about them and how that maybe helps them down the road.
Yeah. This particular time, the first couple of weeks are all about them, as far as your 25 man roster guys and your veterans, you're just trying to build them up and get them games, but it's about the younger guys that have an opportunity to make impression on a big league coaching staff. We hear about these guys in the minor leagues and don't get to see them firsthand. You can watch video and so forth, but until you see, them in game situations where you can get a much better feel, that's what this time's all about. So, we put in a little bit more time with them right now than we do our veteran guys, because we're just trying to get our veteran guys incrementally ready for a season.
And then looking back on yesterday, specifically the two at-bats for Machin and Tony Kemp, just what you saw there, it seems like DML continues to be on the ball, and he keeps trying to remind you that he could potentially be a piece that you could use. What did you see?
Right. I mean, he's played winter ball, and typically those guys are a little bit ahead, but, we were a playoff – type club last year, and to keep a rule of five guy, even though it was only 60 games the entire way, means that he was contributing. So we got to know a lot about him last year, and he'll get plenty of bats this spring. He's leading off today and, continues to do a lot of the things that our organization profiles with the bat, whether it's deep count at bats, whether it's, taking his share of walks, not striking out. He profiles to be able to do all those things, and, he's going to get a lot of looks this camp. So, and as far as Tony goes, it's more about getting him in different positions and comfortable in different positions. You want to give more at bats to the guys that are potentially going to be your bench players, because you want them ready for the season, and they'll get a bunch of at bats now too.
Martin.
Hey, Bob. I see Chapman is in the lineup as a DH, as you had kind of mentioned he would do early on here. Do you have kind of an idea when he might play on the field? I think he threw out like the end of the first week, but I don't know.
Yeah, he'll be two DH days. He'll DH day, off day, DH again. And then once we get through the off days, he's cleared to play in the field.
Matt?
Hi, Bob. Mark Cannon the other day was talking about how he, after not having access to in-game video last year, he decided to go this entire offseason without watching video of his swing, just to sort of adjust. I was wondering what effect do you think overall not having in-game video last year had on hitters?
It's an individual thing. They were used to it. So it was one of the things that COVID brought that guys were a little bit uncomfortable with. Certain guys use video, certain guys don't. Mark was a guy that did a lot. So however he wants to handle, I'm not going to try to figure Mark Cannon out. He's pretty unique, but you know, he's always prepared, you know, he knows all the numbers, you know, he's looked at his career along the way and made changes because of his analysis of things. So whatever he wants to do, I'm fine with, but there were a fair amount of guys that were frustrated without having video because they like to be able to use that as a resource, go back and see potentially if they did something wrong mechanically, did something wrong, you know, if they got a bad call, something like that. So I think my understanding is there might be some sort of access this year. I'm not sure what it would be at this point.
Is he unique or different at all in the way that he kind of evaluates himself or approaches sort of assessing his own hitting?
Yeah. You know, he's a deep thinker. He's a smart guy. So, you know, some guys, you know, are on the surface, some guys dig a little bit deeper and some guys go real deep. And he's one of those guys. But he can flip on the fly as well and do whatever he feels like is the best thing for him.
John? John, you're muted.
Sorry about that. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
I wanted to ask about a couple new guys. Andrews, do you see that as, you know, potentially an even swap with Marcus? I mean, Marcus was one of your favorites. He had a down year, but a couple of years, I mean, the progress he showed, you kind of raved about him over the years.
What the trade did, you know, trading Chris was allow us to spend some money. It opened up some money to be able to, you know, bring in a Rosenthal, sign Petit, sign Romo, you know, fortify our bullpen. And it put a shortstop in position for us where we really didn't have a shortstop. So I'm not going to handicap that as far as an even swap or whatever. What it really did was allow us to bring in more players at the time when it didn't appear we were going to be able to.
And Rosenthal, do you feel that, you know, are you hoping you don't miss a beat at the closer position?
We are. And yeah. As far as the guys that were out there, closers, it was Hendricks and it was Rosenthal. So to be able to bring him in after losing Hendricks and put together a bunch more pieces in the bullpen and a Kolarik as well, we feel great. We feel as good going into this season about our bullpen probably as we did last year. Now, we'll see how it plays out. But Billy and David did a great job putting together what was, you know, a strength of our team last year. And hopefully it continues to be.
Mm-hmm. And the third guy, Moreland, you know, wondering how much he has in the tank. You know, Davis coming off a couple of down years.
Right.
Mr. Consistency before that, you know, at the DH spot. And, you know, obviously his splits are, you know, much better against righties.
Right. And that's predominantly how it'll be used is against right-handed pitching. So you can't even try to compare that one either, you know, with KD, because KD was an everyday guy for us, you know, less, you know, part of last year. Where Moreland's going to be a guy who's probably going to be more against right-handed pitching and allows us to maybe move the DH spot around a little bit as well.
So Bob, could you see, you know, Andrews, Rosenthal and Moreland step up and, you know, make the losses of, you know, Simeon, Hendricks and Davis maybe hurt less or even make yourself a better team?
We hope so. We'll see how it plays out. But you also have to put in Petit in there. You also have to put Romo in there because they became available to us after the trade too. So, you know, we lost a couple of guys that were mainstays for us and brought in, five more guys basically for two. So we'll see how it plays out. But like I said, you know, where we were and where we are now because of the Davis trade, you know, allowed us to bring in several pieces.
So you're pretty happy with even though you liked all those three guys, what you got in exchange for those three guys?
Because it didn't look for a while there, it didn't look like we were going to, you know, have much to do. So in that respect, even though we lost two guys that were very valuable to us and great guys in the clubhouse and big guys in our community and so forth, it's made us feel a lot better with the pieces we brought in.
Thank you.
Dan? Brownie? Muted.
Okay. One of the things that went by the wayside this year is the lineup card exchange at home plate. What will you miss about that ritual?
It hasn't gone away. We still do that.
It's part of the new safety protocols, right?
Right. You don't actually exchange, although we did yesterday, you don't actually exchange them. You do it via, you print them out and have them sent over, but you still go out to home plate and have some dialogue with the umpires.
Okay. Yeah. Well, is there anything missing in translation with the new way?
No. You know what? I as the years go along, I don't probably take the lineup card out as much as I used to. So for me, it's moot.
Is it when you delegate or, have somebody else do it, what are the circumstances and is there ever any superstition to it? You ever play the hot hand like some teams do?
There's always superstition to it. And yes, you play the hot hand. A lot of times I'm not the hot hand, but if I do, it's usually opening day. It's if we've lost a few games and or first game of the series, if there's something, new umpiring crew, maybe some umpires that you don't know as well, maybe I'll go out then. But we definitely, and in years, we didn't last year, but in years past, we've even kept records, guys' record taking out the lineup card. So, yes, the superstition part is definitely intact.
Who's had some of the good records over the years?
Rhinos had some good records over the years. E-Mart's pretty good, Bushy. And sometimes Darren Bush isn't available because he's in the cage, but there's certain days we make him available just because we need him on a particular day. There's a lot of chatter, at least with our coaching staff, about lineup card records and such.
Thank you.
Vince?
Bob, you've spoken in the past about your appreciation for how difficult it is to coach third base with your spring training debut a few years ago with the Brewers. Yeah. What does Mark Kotze have ahead of him, and what can you discuss with him to help him feel comfortable? What does he need to do this spring to feel like he's, got a comfort level in that box?
Just to give the experience, yesterday was a nerve-wracking day. If you've never coached third before and now all of a sudden you have to do it in a big league game, even though it's spring training, it gets your attention. There are a lot of things that you have to know that until you experience-wise go out there and do it, you just don't. You know, the good part is he was a good base runner and that kind of plays. But, it's getting to know all your players, all the outfield arms, situation in the game, getting signs from me. There are a lot of checks that before a pitch is thrown that you have to do that. If you've never done it before, it's a lot, it's a lot. So just getting games in and getting familiar and, yesterday didn't have, some tough sends or anything like that, which was probably good on a first day that he just got comfortable with giving signs, the relationship with me. It's not an easy job. And, it's if you do a good job, you're not noticed. If you do a bad job, you're noticed. So it's a kind of a thankless job.
All right. Thank you, Bob.